Time to head to France. Catherine Field, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
You're going to start asking, I'm reading about the commander-in-chief, the Ukrainian commander-in-chief, you know, they're withdrawing, they're waiting for the weapons haven't arrived. I mean, this is turning into a real quagmire and a deep, deep concern, I would imagine, to the people of the EU.
Oh, it really is, Mike. You know, we've had all these great speeches of the last couple of weeks, countries and allies and NATO saying, yes, now's the time. We're putting equipment, we're putting military equipment on planes, on trains, on trucks, just trying to get it to Ukraine, saying that they've had all this approved by their parliaments. Well, according to the NATO Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, these pledges of unprecedented military aid are just not showing up. He's made this extraordinary visit, surprise visit to Ukrainian capital Kyiv on Monday. And he said, look, there's a lack of ammunition, lack of air defense. This means that Russian missiles are getting through to their targets. And has said, look, you know, just make these announcements if you will, he said, but you are actually failing to deliver in good time what has been promised, and Russian forces are exploiting this. So bit of a rap over the knuckles there, Mike, despite that announcement last week from the US that there was going to be more weapons on the way. They say that it's just not coming fast enough. And just also in the last couple of hours, we've heard from the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of Ukraine saying that his troops have had to withdraw from some of their positions in Donetsk region just because the Russian forces there are just surging ahead.
And of course, what was it, $60 billion or whatever it was, American dollars, that was announced the other day or voted through the other day, it was accepted only going to bring them back to a point of being able to hold the line, far less win this thing.
Well, we talk about holding the line. The line is moving, Mike. It is gradually coming forward. You keep seeing day after day yet another village being abandoned, being just left over to Russian forces. This isn't like what we saw, remember, around Christmas time, December last year. It seemed as though the two sides were really just dug in, weren't they, Mike? They were sort of, it was almost like the First World War, these trenches and lobbing missiles across one another. It's not like that now. This is now a spring offensive from the Russians coming through, and they're gaining more ground.
Gerard Depardieu, by the way, does he still work?
No, he hasn't actually worked since about November last year. This great sort of, this wonderful French actor that he was once France's best known actor. Really, for about the last, for about the last 10 years, he's fallen from grace, mostly because of accusations of sexual assault. On Monday, he spent some 10 hours at a police station in southern Paris being questioned about allegations of sexual assault against two women, one in 2021, another in 2014. He denies all these allegations. We've now heard just in the last hour that he will actually go on trial in October for these two allegations. But let's not forget there are three ongoing investigations against him at the moment. Dozens more have come up. These all relate to allegations of assault, rape. So, a real question, not just about Depardieu, how he's able to get away with this all these years, but also very much now moved on to the culture of silence around movie sets here, the complicity of some of the directors, some of the other people on the crew that knew that this was going on.
Always a pleasure, Catherine. Catch up soon. Last time I knew you got a residency visa or whatever it was from Russia, didn't you?
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.